You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love, and we're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. As always, I appreciate everybody that continues to tune in and support Get Lifted Radio, as well as Get Lifted Entertainment, the company. All the support is definitely, definitely appreciated. I can't say it enough. The interaction on our Twitter, on our Instagram, on our website has definitely grown. So once again, I appreciate everybody that continues to support the brand and the platform here on Get Lifted Radio. If you have anyone that is interested in getting in rotation or they have a commercial for their particular brand or product, please don't hesitate to refer them to getliftedentertainment.com. There is a submissions tab for you to pick a variety of selections to be featured on the site, to have a review of your product or track video. There's video features and, of course, song and commercial submissions as well. I am looking to start a new broadcast here. It will be giving back a little bit to the DJs here within the music industry. So if you know any DJs that are interested in getting their mixes in rotation here on Get Lifted Radio, please have them email Get Lifted Radio submissions with an S, Get Lifted Radio submissions at gmail.com. If they follow our Twitter at Get Lifted_Radio, the information is out there as well. You can also follow me, I am Magic Love, on Twitter and Instagram for that information. It will not be on Tuesdays. It'll be a totally separate night. Like I said, it's giving back to the DJs that help provide a way for artists. Tonight, our guest is Swords of Jacksonville, Florida. I became a fan of Swords. I saw him perform for the first time, I want to say it was like 2012, but and it was at a club here called Plush. I want to say it was Plush or the Rock Bar. Nonetheless, when I seen him perform, I was like, yeah, he turned it up. His music, the lyrics to his music, definitely, I feel like he just keeps it real. A lot of people may not relate, but I know there's a lot of people out there that do relate. And the fact that I feel like he keeps it pretty authentic within the delivery of his lyrics is another reason why I enjoy listening to his music. But he is our guest tonight on Turn Up Tuesdays. He'll be here with us shortly. With no further ado, I'm going to get into one of his first tracks. This track right here is titled Hustlin'. You could check out The Takeover Volume 2 on SoundCloud.com. You can also check him out on Pandora, iTunes, SwordsMusic.com. And here we go with Hustlin' right here on Turn Up Tuesdays.
Somebody lying, nigga.
All my people in the struggle. Whatever you going through, my nigga, remember one thing for me, homie.
I tell the people, keep hustling, keep hustling, keep hustling, keep hustling, keep hustling.
Yo, that was Hustlin' by Swords. You can follow him on Twitter at Swords904. You can also check him out on Instagram at Swords904. Like I said, he will be with us here shortly. We will be discussing his latest music releases. He's also recently just released a book. He has a movie coming out titled Hey Stupid on March 20th. So he's got quite a bit going on, and with no further ado, I'm going to get into a little bit of, I'm going to take it to Georgia real quick. If you haven't followed Swords already, please check him out on Instagram at Swords904. The book that he just recently released is titled The View from Where I'm Sitting, and it's pretty much a detailed journey of, you know, his journey within the music industry and how it all came about for him. But here we go real quick with Sir Nasty. I'm going to give him a show right here on Turn Up Tuesday.
Ladies and gangsters, men and women. women, boys and girls, children of all ages. Come one, come all. She's the greatest show on earth.
Don't you know what we're doing? We got a show that we can download.
Great show. Great show. Let's go.
Baby, got me low.
Come on, come on, step right up. Come and see, he's 8 feet, got hair down to his damn feet. He got a nigga with him about 4 feet, and I feed five, four phone. When I feature on your fucking beat, I'm beating off to Beyonce, then I bust on the goddamn CD. My mind gone, I'm not right, Ebola flow, I spit disease. I had a threesome with the twins, but does it count if they Siamese? I know the baby gon' be pretty with good hair. They Chinese, I'm Capricorn, they Pisces. They like rice and I like peas. Welcome to the dark side. Turn back off my lights, please. I made money out of cocaine, so I guess I call that white cheese. South Beach with a nice breeze. Yeah, it's good, it's a tight squeeze. This show here for grown women.
The world's biggest dick.
If you're not finna fuck nothing, don't come up under my tent. But if you come up under my tent, I'ma make you come up under my tent. Shit, Shawn Michaels and Big Diesel, Nasty and Big Kick, American Horror Story, Freak Show. This is it, let's get it.
Baby got me low, but nobody don't know. That my life ain't a show, but if they wanna show, I'ma give them a show.
Tell me what you see. Now ask yourself this question. Are you ready for me? The murder house look like Mercer University. Oh, bitches, say mercy me. Ooh, that in that mercury. Ah, king shit, bow, bitch. If you don't bow, then bow, bitch. Wow, shit, no homo. I'm on my Leslie Chow shit. Her friends with her, I'm watching them. They on they lesbian chow shit. We don't like to be called freaks, but over here, we all freaks. No phone calls, we all sleep. We worldwide, we all deep. We got thick, we all creeps. But the bitches out there love it.
They love it.
You know I love it, you know it. They must not be that hot, cause I don't see the mirage. Somebody's in the garage. Well, the fuck is Todd Slater? We gon' talk about Todd later. Bone mass like Darth Vader. I got the camera, say hi, Jada. Stop hating, tell Will, tell Jaden. Shit, look sick. Motherfucker, murder house, bitch. Hold on.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, and that was Sir Nasty with the Freak Show. We're going to take it over to the West Coast real quick with my man, Rhyme Scheme. Rhyme Scheme was our guest here a couple weeks ago. Since then, definitely been paying attention to his movements. He has performed at several shows. He's done several other interviews as well. So check him out, Rhyme Scheme Detroit on Instagram, or Omega Sons on Twitter. And here we go with Progression featuring Armageddon and Revolver.
Armageddon, Rhyme Scheme, Progression. Yo, to pique your interest, I purge on the beat. Speak
in my sentiments, my words will be perfectly working, weaving each instrument hyperbole. Nah, not me. My speech be christened in these verses like a ceremony. Now keep my instruments, a king I am, a key I am. My brothers keep a dropping, swinging gems, singing hymns. Kinetic Jesus died for all your sins, but still you troubled seeking reason. Shuffling through the seasons, trying to unpuzzle the pieces. It's a bug life. Poetic ain't it, niggas lust plight. Chuck the dice and graduated from out the thug life. Glad I made it. I fuck the world as hard as I get smashed it and ate it. Then masturbated on the carpet. I'm a dirty scoundrel, lost 30 pounds on the ground. Doing supersets, rebuke your puny threats with a smile. Kill my ambition, radiate through each sentence. That's my essence. I focus at the few. My successes is called progression.
Progression. Nothing ever stays the same. Progression. Progression. Niggas need to learn to change. You only live once, nigga. Live your life, but don't bring that bullshit to me. I got my nine on my side, and you gon' pay that piper if you ever try to get in the way of my progression.
No struggle, no progress. I'm trying to get mine any means, like Malcolm X put me to test. Up in this rugged terrain, these streets will drive you insane. Struggle, try to maintain. I see the eyes of the devil, I keep my eyes on the prize. When you're moving through this life, cause you gotta stay wise. It's my progression. I'm trying to make it to the top, constantly elevating, cause the struggle never stops. The spiritual, lyrical, critical, individual, living times that is chemical. Using rap as my vehicle, high survivors a miracle. Steady reaching my pinnacle, rhyme schemes and metaphors, cause it gotta be lyrical. Using rap is my direction, but I'm still in the streets like an intersection. With made men, with made ways, 100 ways to get paid and maintain. Yeah, cause the struggle is real. Chasing 100 mil with a house that's on a hill, that be my ambition. Radiate through each sentence, that's my essence. I focus that to fuel my success, it's called progression.
Progression, nothing ever stays the same. Progression, progression, niggas need to learn to change. You only live once, nigga, live your life, but don't bring that bullshit to me. I got my nine on my side, and you gon' pay that piper if you ever try to get in the way of my progression.
Move niggas like a slave ship, cage nigga, wake up in the ether. Shave shit, razor blade to 88 days behind the shades like Malcolm. Bouncing through your house and projects, Negroes is objects, problems not prospects. Those that prosper never seem to live close to the profit is God balls. My margins reek like marijuana, sergeant at arms in the field, weaving the cotton and the rods of steel. I nod a knotted grill, flash the revolver so motherfuckers know that it's real. Midnight marauders, DNA of my forefathers, my fofos holler like 44 altars, walking your altar to dust. Molotovs off the back of the bus, we spoke of sabotage and hush parties. Down spilling drinks at the lobby bar, talking about profit margins with the deceit from the tree of knowledge. Colder than the bones of silent frozen in repose. Tower watches the goblins, they robbing the souls. System control, the water takes the form of the logic it knows. No pot of gold at the end, just as arrogant so-and-so's with a snotty nose. Trying to come up on some progression, huh?
Progression, progression, nothing ever stays the same. Progression, progression, niggas need to learn to change. You only live once, nigga, live your life, but don't bring that bullshit to me. I got my nine on my side, and you gon' pay that piper if you ever try to get in the way of my progression. Progression, 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 progression,
progression. Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, and that was my man, Rhyme Scheme, by way of Los Angeles, California. You could check him out on Twitter, at Omega Sons, OmegaSons, or check him out on Instagram, at Rhyme Scheme Detroit. And with no further ado, we do have our guest with us tonight, Mr. Swords himself. Is definitely live in action on the line. What it do, sir?
Oh, on it.
On it.
What they do? What they do? What's going on, people?
What's going on, man? It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
It definitely has. How everything been going with you?
Oh, man, you already know. Just keeping things in motion. Keeping things in motion.
I know that's right.
I definitely see you. You definitely keep it moving, so... You know, it's always good to see artists that say they are about it and actually be about it and do the things that's necessary to keep your brand elevating, to keep yourself elevating, your artistry and the whole nine yards. So big ups to you for your movements. I see, since the last time I seen you was The Battle.
Right.
And since then, you've done a couple movies.
Yeah.
Put out some music and the whole nine yards. So before we get into our interview, you know, introduce the people, let them know who you are, what you represent, and what you stand for.
My name is Swartz. I'm an artist from Duval County, Florida. That's Jacksonville, Florida, for any outsiders who might not understand. hip hop artist by categorization, loose term. Street and approach, another loose term. And in terms of what I stand for and what I represent, I like to say, you know, a lot of rappers, to keep the whole keep it real factor, I feel like is run its course.
Mm-hmm.
And the word real is relative, so I don't really like to use it too much. So I like to call myself an honest street rapper.
There you go.
I'm correct in that categorization. So in a nutshell, I think that pretty much describes me without running over too far. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Like I said, the last time I saw you was The Battle. Since then, you put out, I think the first film, if I'm not mistaken, is Twisted, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that film and what actually, you know, what inspired you to step outside of the musical realm of your artistry? Because it's hard to get up-and-coming artists to understand that going into the studio and recording a track is not the only way to develop yourself as a brand. So what inspired you and pretty much ignited that fire?
Well, honestly, I fell into it. I would like to, in a perfect world, you know, this whole tangent would be me deciding to, you know, me catching the acting bug and me coming up with an idea to embark on an acting career, but that's not the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a close friend who's, I've done a lot of business with over the past few years. His name is Adolfo Latore, excuse me. He does a few things, but mainly graphic work, video work, that type of thing. Me and Adolfo some kind of grew up together, Atlantic Beach, Florida, from the same side of town, went to the same high schools. So some years passed, and we decided to start doing some business together. And he himself decided to do some movies a few years ago. So the first project was a short film that we did. He decided to involve me, and it was called Pulled Over. It was a short film that we released, we duplicated. And the idea of that film was I played a college kid. It was a slasher film. Now listen, a slasher film that took place during the daytime with all black folks. Hit me with
okay.
The idea. Before I could tell him no, I thought about it and was like, you know what? Fuck it. Sign me up. Let's do it.
Right.
And that pretty much opened Pandora's box. So Twisted was his follow-up idea. He came to me with the idea about it. And once I read the script, I kind of fell in love with the character that I ended up playing. My name was John in the film. I play a street character who bumps his head along the course of life, trying to find his way as a man. And John is a little diabolical. To say the least, he had a few relatable characteristics. So it was kind of an easy sell for me in terms of trying to get me to do the Twisted film. And I was glad that I signed on for it. Once we did it, the streets took to it, and it ended up becoming like an instant street classic. So shout to Dolfo for even wanting to involve me on it. But that's how I ended up doing movies. I was in artist mode, and bro
okay.
kind of pulled me out of it. You know what I'm saying? So I owe the credit to him.
That's what's up. I've actually done some business with him. I didn't realize that he was a videographer. I've gotten
yeah.
flyers printed up with him and things of that nature, but I didn't know that he, you know, went that to that extent. So that's very interesting. So when you guys released that film Twisted, how do you feel like the people? I mean, I've seen the reactions. I know Simba, and he had a whole lot of people that was just really hitting the streets hard with the film. When it comes to stepping outside of the music side of your artistry, and you do step into the light of film and things of that nature, do you think it helps your branding as far as overall brand, or do you think that it could hinder you? Do you think that people now be like, oh, he think he an actor now. He don't even rap no more. Like, did you get that type of response from the people, or was it just an overall positive response?
Honestly, overall, it's been positive. I haven't heard anything negative. But all the energy from this point has been all positive. So if there is any ill thoughts about it, people have been very careful and very calculated with what they decide to let out to social media, or even what they might say to me or my castmates' faces. But if any of them were to be lying about anything that they said, they're doing a damn good job of it. Everybody really has really been coming out and saluting. I was very apprehensive about what I thought people would feel about it. And, you know, especially, you know, when we did Pulled Over, we just duplicated it, sold a few copies, put it out in the street. It wasn't no big deal. But when we did Twisted, like, we put it in the movie theaters and we ended up getting distribution a little bit later on down the line. So it was a whole horse of a different color. And everybody has been coming out and saluting. So I want to thank everybody who's actually seen the film, who supported the film, and everybody who's been, you know, giving their love on it. I appreciate it. But everything has been positive. So I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, that's a good thing, you know, because some people, you know, when you have a fan base, sometimes that fan base will only appreciate you for the one side of your talent. You know, they got to know you. You know, they got to know you as an artist. So hey, well, I'm only gonna support the music, because that's just how I don't really know about all this. So it's good that you were able to get that reciprocation in the film just as much as you do in the music. As far as the music, I know when I moved to Jacksonville in 2012, you were definitely one of the very first names that I heard of. And then when I saw you perform, it just was like, okay, yeah, I gotta check this dude out. And I listened to some of your tracks. I listened to the first mixtape that you had put out on SoundCloud. And since then, I've listened to Takeover Volume 2. And
okay,
it's just one of those things where you kind of put me back in that, you know, in the mind frame of music, hip hop from the 90s. Like, you know, I'll be 37 this year, so I came up on Biggie and Tupac and, you know, the whole nine yards. So it's one of those things when I listen to your music, it takes me back. Like, damn, I finally hear something I can relate to or understand, or like, wow, he's got a deep story and he's delivering it in a very touching, emotional way. Like, your music is so emotional. It's crazy, you know. You no matter if you're talking from the street side of things, if you're an individual who's been in the streets, or you have family members in the streets, family, friends, whatever the case may be, listening to one of your tracks, you could definitely relate. And what I like about you is not only do you talk about where you came from, but you talk about how it's helped you get to where you are now. And where you were wasn't the best situation, but you tried to make the best of it at that time, but now you have better situations. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate music such as yours. It's not a lot of it out there. So anybody who is interested in hearing some more of your music, where can they hear you at?
Well, first off, I appreciate the fuck out of you saying that. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Swords. That's actually where you can find the Takeover Volume 2 mixtape. and anything else from the very first mixtape that I did up until my most current body of work, you can find on my website, swordsmusic.com.
And one of my favorite tracks, boy, off of that, Takeover Volume 2. You didn't tell me to play this one, but I'm playing it. That back-to-back, man, that back-to-back, boy. when I heard that, man, I had that junk on repeat like 10 times.
Hey, I appreciate it. I had fun doing it. I felt like that was one of them records around the time where I did the tape. Like, that was the hot new shit at the time. It had just came out. So let me snatch this motherfucker real quick and see what I can do with it. But I appreciate that. I'm glad you dug it. And everybody that has got a chance to peep it, they saluting too. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, when I heard yours, it was like, damn, I forgot Drake even did his.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
I forgot about his version. But here we go with Back to Back right here on Get Lifted Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays by Swords.
Glory. Glory. Oh, man. Oh, man. Honest. Hey! I know they watching, so I gotta make it interesting. Make sure you got the channel locked so you don't miss a thing. Fuck all my haters, make them bow, tell them kiss the ring. Droopy told the haters only fly until you clip a wing. Got off the music for a second, they were waiting for me. And all the rapper talking beef was bringing straight baloney. I take a meeting only if they got some paper for me. Don't got many entertainer friends, can't relate to phonies. You don't wanna see my niggas go insane. Don't compare me to Buddy, we not the same. You gon' make me step out of my fucking lane. You gon' make me retire your fucking name. I've been out here for days, nigga, what's y'all 20? The side talk would affect me if it meant something to me. Everybody's a real nigga till shit start jumping. And when the body start dropping, they don't know how to function. I mean, whoa, fuck all the rapping, niggas know what's up. I'm like the rawest nigga never spoken up. I'm like the rawest nigga never spoken up. I'm like the rawest nigga never spoken. I love my city, but you niggas make it fucking tough. So don't hit me by no verses on the fucking love. I did a battle, niggas told me I was crazy for it. Had reservations, but I made them niggas pay me for it. When you the realest, people love you, people hate you for it. I'm getting money, you'll never catch me faking for it. Yeah, fuck all the talking, man, I'm back to action. The rate I'm going, I ain't never going back to trapping. Finally got my recognition, boy, it had to happen. Don't make me put up the notebook and then get back to clapping. They tripping on me, I'm just having fun with them. Make sure you search them, boy, they probably got a gun with them. They told a boy quit, but I ain't done with them. These local niggas funny, I don't fuck with them. Yeah, they want me back, I'm back. Did a couple movies, now it's back to rap. Got some bigger business coming after that. Me and your main artist can't go track for track. Niggas been pussy, and pussy perspective is just pussy perspective. Not credible enough to be put in perspective. So I don't really think of what niggas be thinking. It shows I'm smart enough to be stupid selective. Yeah, and you can see I'm heated. But as far as stepping on you niggas, I don't need a reason. I be working with them, even make my features cheaper. But you'll run yourself crazy trying to please people. Please, I'm still a main nigga in the 9-0. Please, you can see I'm working with your eyes closed. Please, tell them you can never break a real one. Please, you used to be a hater and you're still one. Please, somebody stop me. I'm taking shots, niggas won't block me. I told labels you got one or two options. Either get this money with or you can watch me. Yeah, and real niggas turn to bitter niggas. All in they feelings cause we don't feel them niggas. Yeah, and y'all supposed to be some killer niggas. It's like a full time job not to kill niggas.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays, and that was Back to Back by my man Swords. You can follow him on Twitter at Swords904. Also check him out on Instagram, Swords904. And Swords, I want to address a few things that you had said in that track, because I find it very interesting, and I've really started managing and branding like 5 years ago. I'm not one of those individuals who be like, I've been in this for 15 years and blah, blah. No, I was a fan of Sir Nasty's music, and I was wondering why he didn't have certain things on the back end, you know, like copyright, trademark, and all those good things. And here I am 4 years later. So one thing that I find is that within the local scenery, like, I don't understand why you don't support, I don't understand why people don't support the goodness within the city. Why try to be better than the goodness in the city instead of uplifting the goodness in the city that's going to bring more opportunities for everybody?
Right.
So how has that been for you as far as the local support?
Oh, man. How much time you got? It's been it's been colorful. It's been real colorful. I've learned a lot of lessons over the years. What local support might be defined as to some people. What local support means to some people. How far people would go for said quote unquote local support. One thing I will say about my particular situation is the love that's genuine, it's mm-hmm. genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed enough to, you know, I've gone through, ain't no secret, I've gone through ups and downs business-wise over the past few years. But even with that, I've been blessed enough to have a loyal fan base to support me throughout the quote-unquote hiatuses,
mm-hmm.
as well as when I am doing things. And again, to what I said earlier, you know, I get a lot of swears, I fuck with you to your face. I'm pretty sure it's some niggas that's feathers is ruffled and is mad at me right now. If I was a betting man, I'd put money on that. But I don't see too much of that to my face. I'll put it this way. Especially speaking true to where we are right now in terms of in society. The mm-hmm. racism isn't so much in your face. It's more so systematic and institutional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot, when it comes to the quote-unquote lack of support, it's pretty much the same thing. Whatever's not being done or whatever's being said or not being said or whatever, it's not to my face. It's more so behind-the-scenes type shit, and that's a whole nother conversation. But
right.
with that, I pride myself in being – a hell of a wave rider, and I don't mean wave rider in terms of riding a wave or whatever's being popping. I mean in terms of adapting to the situation and thriving throughout the difficulties. I've actually made the difficulties my strengths. So I get a good bulk of genuine local support, and then I also get the you know, Swords, all it's going to take is, you know, one record. You know, people is waiting on this one record from you. All it takes is one hit record, and everybody knows Swords is going to pop. And then I'm like, well, what's a hit record to you, brother? Like, look at my track record.
Right.
I don't understand what you mean by hit record, but I get it. You know what I mean? So it's more so along the lines of that type of shit. But yeah, my level of support citywide has been, my experience rather, has been colorful, to say the least, over the past few years.
I would have to say ditto. It's very colorful. I've learned, I will say this about, and this is not everybody here within the city, but, you know, like I said, I've been here since 2012. I came here on Greyhound, suitcase and a duffel bag with a mission. And that was for me to network with people, get to know who people were, you know, try to make some, build some business relationships in the whole nine yards. And I don't know, I come from a different breed of what loyalty and, like you said, what real means. And boy, I feel like I've been here 15 years. I'm just going to feel like that. Like, you know, like... I'm like, I am, man. I've only been here for about three and a half, and it feels like I've been here for 15. I've experienced more here trying to, you know, be a friend and be loyal to people than I have in my whole 37 years on this earth. And it's
right.
one of those things where it's like, man, you know, this place has a lot of talent, but at the same time, like you said, the mentality is so far gone when it comes to understanding what success really is and how to accomplish it. It's a very few within the city that actually want to know, who aren't afraid to ask questions, who aren't afraid to network with people, who aren't afraid to do interviews such as this, because, you know, they may feel like somebody's trying to take something from them, you know. Yeah. And at the end of the day, if we all support each other on these different mediums, on these different platforms, on social media, you know, greater things could happen for everybody within this city.
I completely agree with you, but I feel like it's gonna have to be a culmination of things to make things happen organically. Like we gotta stop swallowing this idea of we need to, you know, hold hands and rock back and forth and saying we shall overcome. Like I've worn a T-shirt, got bumper stickers, and I've been there, done that. Like we done did that. Then what?
Right.
They want to compare us to Atlanta. Atlanta has a certain level of unity. You know, artists get together and they do this and they do that. Thing is, in Atlanta, everybody's eating. Ain't nobody hating on each other. So down here, the mentality is completely different. Like the little corner that I got, I'm trying to keep my little corner. So you didn't help me get this little corner. So why are you asking me for help? And why should I do anything to help you when ain't nobody lift a finger to help me? That's the mentality, and we got to get out of that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And I also think that it's actually going to take someone to actually do something city-wise. And I'm not shitting on nothing that nobody has going on. Shout to all the artists in the city that's working, that's got situations. I see niggas. I know who niggas are talking about out of town and who niggas ain't. So niggas is not going to fool me with that I'm this and I'm that. Nigga, I travel. So I know you, nigga. I know who motherfuckers is talking about, so you can't fool me with all that extra shit. But I will say this. It's actually going to take someone to actually pop. We're going to need an example to see, okay, it actually can happen. And then that might wake some niggas up. Okay, we need to get off this bullshit. If we don't stick together, we might miss a boat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to take a culmination of things, you know what I mean? But I agree with you. I feel like we got a whole lot of talent in the city. We just need to, you know, figure out a way to shine a proper light on it.
Yeah, how to build off of everybody, off of one another's capabilities. You know, somebody may not be good in this area, but y'all may know somebody in the city who is, and that's just how you do. You build your blocks, and once you got a solid foundation and a solid network within the whole city, not just a group of people, and that's another thing about Atlanta, they have a lot of solid networks up there, you know, so they all build off of one another. But what I wanted to ask you was, if you had an opportunity to change something, not just in the city of Jacksonville, but just something within the music industry, period. Like, what would it be if you had one thing that they would give you full reign, be like, okay, you could change this?
Anything.
Anything. Anything. One thing you would change in the music industry.
We just talked about the era you said that I remind you of and your age range and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from that, I would like to see niggas being held accountable for their actions. A lot more these days. It's too much fuck shit going on, excuse my Swahili. It's too many fuck niggas getting away with it. And it's a lot of shit that we just let slide by and just let pass. Whether it be culturally or whatever. I feel like we're just giving people a lot more passes on a lot of things that wouldn't have flown in the era that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see a lot more of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's a blanket statement. That could go for a lot of different things. You could apply that to what niggas claiming they stand for, to their responsibility levels, to everything. I would just like niggas to be held accountable for the energy they put out there, whether that be positive, whether that be negative, especially with the influx of all this social media shit. Like, we need a lot more balance. So if I had a wish list, that'd be at the top of my wish list. Number one, check some niggas.
Number one, check the music.
You know what I mean? like,
I like that.
I like to see a lot more litmus tests going on.
Definitely. So
I won't even call myself an old schooler. I call myself a true schooler. Like, those are true school values. You know what I mean? Like, where we come from, you were what you were. You couldn't lie about who you was or what your background was or where you came from and, you know, that type of thing. And I feel like it's if we have more balance along the lines of those types of things, culturally we'd be a lot better off than where we are now.
And so do you think social media and the music and, you know, like the pictures that are painted within a lot of the tracks, you know, it's about having bands and big houses and nice cars and pop, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you really think that that plays a role in how things have changed and how people just view life on a daily basis?
Yes. I feel like, I don't want to say that it's the end all tell all in terms of all the problems that we have, but I do feel
right.
like the usage of it, has done a lot more damage than good. So the things that you're talking about in terms of the flexing with the money and the houses and all of that type of stuff, perception is reality. So whatever people see, young kids now, whatever you know what I mean, people that aren't old enough or mature enough to have things register certain ways, you know what I'm saying, and see things with face value. They see big bands and Ferragamo belts and stripper girls and hotel resorts and all of that. That's not reality for everybody.
Right.
The internet thugging. Every picture got to be in front of a bomb of dope or a chopper with a 100-round drum or something with some monkey nuts on it. That's not reality for everybody.
Right.
So that's just an example. So, yeah, I do feel like social media has played, the usage of social media has played a lot into it. From our day, you know, whatever we saw on TV or whatever we heard in a song for the most part was where the face value stopped at, because it was only so much background checking that we could do until we found out something was otherwise. Not everything is public record. And
definitely.
I feel like a lot of the artists need to own up in terms of, you know, the responsibility levels when it comes to that. If you're going to post those types of things, then put the messages out there, you know, in the when the niggas on MTV, when they did the Jackass show, everybody watched Jackass. Who doesn't like to see people fuck up and act stupid every now and then? It's entertainment. But even Jackass puts the disclaimer out like, look, dumbass, don't try this at home.
Right.
We need more of that. We need more of the disclaimers. And that's pretty much my standpoint on it. If we have more disclaimers, we have a lot more balance.
Yeah, I never really understood that whole movement where it was like, fake it till you make it. I don't even know if people still.
You need it all. I never got that. I was good. My grandma didn't tell me that. I didn't even hear that until I got into rap. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Right. How you do that?
What is you doing? That's your moral.
Oh,
that's your moral standing. Take away that in a fortune cookie and live by it. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. We're going to take a quick song break. When we come back, man, I want to talk about your book.
Okay, cool.
Like I said, I just think it's very interesting that you're hitting so many different avenues that artists are afraid to touch. I feel like you could be an inspiration to a lot of these artists that need to understand that it's more out there than just the music.
Let me see.
Yeah, we're going to get into Shot Us. This is one of my favorites too. That Shotta song. It's the official. Here we go. Shotta's right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Get it.
Shotta.
one is the life I chose. I keep the bum calls, so don't come close. I have a cat and soul, so if a problem rolls, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Body them enemy and them friends, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Make them never bigger.
Woke up this morning, had to thank God to be the shooter, not the motherfucker getting robbed. I'm sick of gooning that. I'm sick of being broke, and I'm switching the belt. I'm sick of seeing coke. Fuck sitting on your ass, cause it gets nothing. The Mike Johnson or the strip, I'm on this bitch running. And if it's grip coming, then I ain't leaving. Hater, I'm like a fax machine. Nigga, I need paper. Hey, at 16, I was getting in. Pocket full of lint, posted by the village in. Got a big ball and a big gun. Soup's on, y'all want it, come to
the back. No one knows why I pose, but it's the life I chose. I keep the bum calls, so don't come close. I have a cat and soul, so if a problem rolls, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Body them enemy and them friends, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Make them never forget, they think that they can't
stop. I blow big kush, kush, roll big blunt, bump big shit, shit, let a bitch stunt. And if it's about to go down, I'll prove it. A big tool and I know how to use it. Hey, I can't help it, but I'm all in. I'ma run when I hear my money call in. The hood turned that, I'm turned that winner. You was in the house and I was still gripping. Get paper, one thing that it taught me. But when I seen them getting loaded, that it lost me. I woke up in the morning making coffee. Pocket chopper keeping motherfuckers off me.
No one knows why I pose, but it's the life I chose. I keep the bum calls, so don't come close. I have a cat and soul, so if a problem rolls, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Body them enemy and them friends, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Make them never forget, they think that they can't stop.
Since a kid, I was double digit banking in. I did it then, I was plotting how to get again. I'm on my own pussy, I'm going all right. You should have been on your grind while I was on mine. Hey, and little money can't do enough. My pocket chopper can't motherfucking shoot enough. And now I'm Black Betty, but I will buck. Stay the fuck from Ryan to get glammed up. Duct tape on the handle, black flag to it. Murder rate high, don't make me add to it. Thank God can't take, but I will do it. I'm fucking with shots and this is very
good. No one knows why I pose, but it's the life I chose. I keep the bum calls, so don't come close. I have a cat and soul, so if a problem rolls, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Body them enemy and them friends, it can be given to them net, them net, them net, them net. Make them never forget, they think that they can.
Yo, yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live right here with Swords from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do? What it do, Swords?
Locked in, locked in. Taking my evening vitamins at the moment.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, it sounds like you might be having a little dose of medication.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it at all. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all. So before I let you go, I wanted to talk about your book, and I am going to finish reading it, but the book is titled The View From Where I'm Sitting. I was actually, when I saw it come across my Instagram, because I'm not going to lie to you, people think I see everything, but I literally don't. I'm human like everybody else. I mean, I control about 6 or 7 different Instagrams, about 10 to 15 Twitter sometimes on a daily basis. So it's like, I try to catch everybody. I try to support everybody as much as I can. But when I saw the book come across my feed, I was like, oh shit, look at him. Like that was my reaction. Like for real, you know? So what made you want to write the book?
Just collective thought. The subject matter was something that me and my homeboys bounce around daily a lot of the times when we get around each other. And I could have, especially, you know, going off of what we talked about earlier, especially in the day and age where we had, I could have done a series of Instagram videos or did a long YouTube video to put my viewpoints on what I touched on in the book out there. But I just felt like it would be, my thoughts would be a lot more clear and calculated if I sat down and wrote. I'm used to writing anyway, so to me it was just natural. And again, it was I didn't know that it was going to turn into a book. I was just sitting down expounding, writing about, you know, what I talked about in the book, and before I knew it, I had a series of short essays on the subject. So wow. I just compiled it and decided to put the book out, and the view for where I'm sitting was the product of it.
So did you self-publish it, or did you had help publishing it?
Yes, I self-published, which was something that was new to me. Me, you know, entering the writing world in terms of, you know, literary bodies of work was something brand new to me, but it was exciting, as exciting as the acting was. I'm brand new to it. I'm still learning, but hopefully it won't be my last endeavor with it. But I'm having fun with it, and people are saluting the book, so I'm happy that people are taking to it.
Definitely. So do you see yourself doing anything such as maybe a biography film? You know, I know for me personally, I love watching documentaries about individuals on, like, Netflix and stuff like that. So do you see yourself, you know, doing anything like that in the future?
Possibly. There's no telling. But one thing that I've always wanted to do was to get my story out, aside from music. I felt music was one avenue to do it. But more so just so people could learn from things that I've gone through, as well as to get a better idea of who I am as an individual. So however I'm able to get that out in the near future, I'm open to it. And if it's a biography in terms of a literary body of work, or whether it's a body a film, you know, I'm not closed off to either idea, but I would just like to get the story out somehow, some way. So who knows? It might be either of the two, or it might be both. One might turn into one.
Right.
There's no telling at this point, especially with me embarking on the writing world right now. I'm having fun with it anyway, so who knows where I might be with it.
Yeah, I think that you're a good storyteller, and I don't mean that like you tell lies. For those who are out there listening, that's not what I mean. I mean as far as, you know, being able to express yourself and deliver a message not only through music, but, you know, the passages within your book and things of that nature. Like, you could tell you took the time. You definitely tell you have education. That's no shade to the whole city of Duval, but I'm like, damn. Anybody know the seventh grade?
I actually got that. Like, they were, a lot of people asked me if I actually wrote the book myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, who the fuck you thought wrote it for you? But I guess people are used to hearing me articulate in certain ways. But even in the language that I wrote it in, it's colorful. It's not as colorful as I speak, but there's a few curse words in there every now and then. But yeah, I felt like, you know, again, come from a club where it was cool for rappers to be articulate and be knowledgeable and be socially aware. You know what I mean? So that's where I come from, and that's why I exhibit it. And yeah, as far as education goes, shit, I got kicked out of motherfucking high school, so everything else has been self-taught. You know what I'm saying? So it's I just learned off of my experiences. I just like to not sound like a dumb nigga.
There you go. And see, even with that, you know, I have several homeboys and several friends that did not graduate from high school, but you wouldn't know it unless they told you, you know, such as yourself. Like, I would not have known that until you said something, you know. And there's quite a few individuals that I've come across that I'm very close with here in Jacksonville that did not graduate from high school, but you, like I said, they're so intelligent. When you speak to them as yourself, you can articulate things very well. So, you know, it's one of those things, like you say, if you don't want to sound dumb and you don't want to be dumb, you'll definitely do what you have to do to make sure you, that you don't sound and you aren't dumb.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
So I know you got a performance coming up Sunday, if I remember correctly, on the 13th.
Yeah.
C-Now is having a birthday bash.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie C-Now. Shout out to the whole 100 gang. We finna turn this shit into a gangster party. It's our birthday bash, so you know we gonna mash up and make a movie out the whole situation. We got the whole squad coming out. My nigga Gully, my nigga Duggar, Simba definitely gonna be in the house. My nigga Buck, my nigga Esco, whole squad gonna be out, and you know we gonna turn up. We got some special performances lined up. So you know it's starting at, I believe, at 7. Or 5. Don't quote me on the time, because I don't want to fuck the time. But I do know it's over at midnight. So come out, you know, and if you want to enjoy some good authentic street music by the cornerstone, we've been a corner of the market on street music in the city any motherfucking way. So if you want to see the authentics, then come out and see what we about.
Let me see. From 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at Vibe, 8206
That's
Phillips
why you
Highway.
Do what you do.
Yeah,
what I'm talking about.
8206 Phillips Highway, Vibe. Doors open at 6 from 6 to from 6 to 12. So, I'll definitely slide through and show my face, get a little footage and some photos and things like that to get up on the website, give you that additional press out there. You also got a movie that's coming out on the 20th, if I remember that date correctly off the top of my head. March 20th.
Yeah.
Hey,
March
Stupid.
20th, 4 p.m. at the Sunray Cinema in Riverside. That's the old Club 5 building for anybody who in the city. And it's Hey, Stupid. This particular film is a comedy. It's different from Twisted. You know, Twisted was a gangster film. But this one is a lot of the same cast members. We got my nigga Dougie, we got my nigga Simba, my nigga Dolfo, Reggie. It was in the last film, who was my co-star. He's in this movie as well. A few other surprises, my nigga Gene.com, a few other people shot to my nigga Gene. This particular film is a comedy. I play half a street nigga, and I have a roommate. We got an apartment together. Bro come home, and we get an eviction notice. So, you know, we got a few days to come up with this rent money. So we go through a whole slew of adventures and shenanigans trying to come up with this rent money. So the movie takes place around that whole storyline. So it's funny as shit. It's definitely colorful. So you might not want to bring your churn out because they ain't nothing for them. Right. Yeah, so. But it's definitely funny. So if you want to have a good laugh, then definitely come out and check it out.
Okay, cool. And real quick, too, we forgot to let the people know where they can get your book, The View from Where I'm Sitting. Let the people know where they can get that at.
Oh, yes. The book, The View from Where I'm Sitting, is actually available now on Amazon Kindle. You can download the Kindle app to your smartphone or to your tablet. And once you download the Kindle apps, you know the book is available there. So it's available on Amazon Kindle as of now. And I'm working on physical copies and physical distribution. So keep your ear to the street for that. But as of now, it's available online. So definitely check it out. And leave a comment and rate it. I'm interested, you know, in your thoughts on it. And I'm definitely, you know, appreciative for everybody that's already peeped it out.
Definitely. And, you know, to any artist or anybody out there that's, you know, striving to build a brand or just doing their own entrepreneurial journey, you know, what type of encouragement would you have for them?
The most valuable piece of advice that I could give them is to not let the word or the answer no stop you. If anything, let it motivate you. Everything that I feel like I'm built upon and even the way that I move I move currently is based off of a no or what someone told me I couldn't do or what they didn't believe I was capable of doing. So use that on your as your motivation. It's all about perception. It's not what you call, but it's all about what you answer to.
Boom. There you have it. Man, I appreciate you for taking the time out to be a guest right here on Get Lifted Radio. Anything you got going on, you know, I promise you, you just, if it's easier if you just send it to me directly, because like I said before, a lot of times I don't see the things that are coming across with everybody, but, you know, I'm definitely a Swords fan. If you need any help with, you know, getting the word out about anything on social media, you want to post on GetLiftedEntertainment.com, whether it be a video, performance, whatever, just let me know and I'll make it happen.
Yeah, sure. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for even having me on.
Definitely, man. Give some quick shout-outs before I let you go.
Hey, man. First off, shout-out to the Hundo. You know what I'm saying? The whole motherfucking 100 gang. Gang life. Shout everybody out, my nigga Dougie. My nigga Simbo, shot my nigga Dolfo, shot my nigga Dion in Miami, my management Terry, my nigga Buck, my nigga Gully, my nigga Youngin, Tone, rest in peace my nigga Fest, rest in peace my nigga Red, shot my nigga Esco, shot my nigga C-Nile, shot the whole South Side, the whole Atlantic Beach, Jackson Beach area, and the whole Duval County, all the genuine Sword supporters. Genuine, I stress genuine. I appreciate the fuck out of y'all. Everybody else, you don't know about me, ask your hoe about me. Bow.
Bow. There we go. Here we go. I'm out.
Somebody lying, nigga.
For all my people in the struggle.
Whatever you going through, my nigga. Remember one thing for me, homie.
I tell the people, keep hustling, 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 keep.
The Takeover Volume 2, nigga.
Hey.
Honey.
Once again.
War time. You scared running. You nigga pussy. I can smell you coming. They asked me where I been. I told them getting money. They told me keep it cheap, so I'ma be your honey. 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 Honey, war time. You scared running. You nigga pussy. I can smell you coming. They asked me where I been. I told them get. The Takeover Volume 2, nigga.
Hey. Honey.
Once again.
War time. You scared running. You nigga pussy. I can smell you coming. They asked me where I been. I told them getting money. They told me keep it cheap, so I'ma be your honey. 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 War time. You scared running. You nigga pussy, I can smell you coming. They asked me where I been, I told them getting money. They told me keep it cheap, so I'ma be a honey. War time, got a lot of shooters. You niggas selling pussy, that prostitution. If he ain't got no money, you should probably mute it. Cause if you not discussing walking, he ain't talking to you. Niggas cut front face, so I'm antisocial. And they all change face, but you're Sammy Sosa. I kept it on the top, but I'ma say it now. I'm calling niggas back, yes, I'm a hater now. I'm back up on the block, feel like it's 86. Which rapper I'ma eat, I'm finna take a pic. My trigger finger itching like my nerve bag. He say he got them chicks, but where the birds at? Back then, told the team, back it up.
on the front. That's a body towel, back him up. Pocket chopper, that's what I call a stick. And you can call him that, but you can't call him this. Huh. Honey. Huh. Honey. 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 War time. You scared running. You nigga pussy. I can smell you coming. They ask me where I been. I told them getting money. They told me keep it cheap, so I'ma be a honey. I work a 9 to 5, I can never lie. Some say it's growing up, I say it's getting right. Survival of the fittest, I'm a strong nigga. You get it right, you fucking with the wrong nigga. I sold a lot of shit, but I would sell my soul. My colors never switching, I ain't never told. You rockin' hella glitter, I rock hella gold. You rather cover, bitch, I rather let her go. They swagger volume low, I told them turn it up. They say I'm getting hot, I call it burning up. She sucked me quick, I told the girl to slow it up. The brain's stupid, but my other hoes is dumb as fuck. 10 toes, just like my mama told. You niggas running tech, I took the honest walk. He tried to take a quarter, I'ma take a brick. Cause if he can't make a dollar, he ain't make a cent. Hey. Honey. 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 War time. You scared running. You nigga pussy. I can smell you coming. They ask me where I been. I told them getting money. They told me keep it cheap, so I'ma be a honey. 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 Honey.
What to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it, this is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah,
you know, you know.